Shalom Aleichem, Abiyah 56:13. We welcome you to Tik 10 for Talmud. Avodah Zarah Nun Aleph, Avodah Zarah 51b, pagination is 102. We'll count up about 20 lines. We're at the end of a Mishnah. The first words on the line are Avodas Kochavim, the idol, Shal Oved Kochavim, of an idol worshiper, of a non-Jew, Asura Miyad, is going to become forbidden right away. So that means that if a non-Jew were to designate something as an idol, it would become forbidden with all the ramifications of an idol, even before it is actually worshipped. V'shal Yisrael, but if it's a Jew who's doing this, Ein Asura Ad Sheteyaved, it's not going to be forbidden until it is actually worshipped. So let's say the bowing down to the idol or whatever it is that's the act of worship. If it's a Jew's, it requires an act of worship. And this is actually the second distinction between the idol of a non-Jew and the idol of a Jew. The first distinction was that the idol of a Jew cannot be nispatel, cannot be nullified, negated. Once it's worshipped, it's locked in. Whereas the idol of a non-Jew, if we see that they discarded it, they decided to negate it, then it's no longer an idol, then indeed it becomes permitted. But our focus again is whether it has to be worshipped or not, and it's derived from the psukim. We'll see it as we go. The Gemara towards the bottom of the page, after it brings the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael, which is different than our Mishnah, quotes the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, four lines up. Rabbi Akiva, Omer Chiluf HaDvarim. Rabbi Akiva says it's the opposite of the way Rabbi Yishmael holds, and the way Rabbi Akiva holds matches our Mishnah. Avodes Kochavim Shalavad Kochavim Asura Miyad. The idol of non-Jews becomes forbidden right away. V'shal Yisrael Achetei Aved, but a Jew's only once it is worshipped, not by mere designation. So let's move on to the next page, Nun Beis Amud Aleph, and the Gemara explains the source for Rabbi Akiva and our Mishnah in terms of the distinction between Jew and non-Jew. On the last of the small lines, V'Rabbi Akiva avodas kochavim shalav kochavim da asura miyad minole. How does Rabbi Akiva know that the idol of a non-Jew becomes forbidden right away, even without worship? Amar Ula Amar Kra, it's based on a pasuk. The pasuk in Devarim Zayin Chafhe says, Pisilei Eloheihem tisrefun ba'esh. The images, the carvings, the fashioning of their idols shall be burnt in fire. You should destroy those idols when you get a hold of them. Mishe paslu, simply because they were nifsalim. They were fashioned, Nasa Eloha, that already makes them into a god in idol worship sense, and therefore that's enough to prohibit it and to take action to treat it as an Avodah Zarah. Dropping down in the wide lines to the sixth line of the wides, V'Rabbi Akiva. And regarding Rabbi Akiva, Ashkochan avodas kochavim shalav kochavim dasura miyad, I grant you, you just proved from that pasuk of Pesilei Eloheihem that the avodah zarah of a non-Jew should be forbidden right away. But how do you know that by a Jew it doesn't happen so quickly? It has to actually be worshipped. Amar Rav Yehuda Makra, v'som baseser. In the series of orurs that was said by Har Eval, the pasuk in Parshas Kisavo, Chav Zayin Tesvav, tells us, and in addition to making the pesel, but he sum baseser, he puts it in a hidden place. So Rabbi Akiva understands the pasuk for Sambaseser, ad sheyaasala dvarim shabaseser. He has to do the act which he's doing in a hidden way, which is the actual act of worship, and that by a Jew is going to create the prohibition. So again, a non-Jew, even from fashioning it, designating it, the Jew only once it is actually worshipped. This is indeed codified in the beginning of the halachas of Avodas Kochavim, Yoridea Kuflametes Se'if Aleph. Shalovei Kochavim Asura Miyad, a non-Jew is forbidden right away, V'shal Yisrael Ein Asura Ad She'Teyaved, and a Jew is not forbidden until it is worshipped. The Taz, Sifkaton Aleph, raises an obvious question. What would be the halacha of a Yisrael Mumer, a Jew who has strayed and he's no longer observing anything, and presumably we should add, and he's doing it quite consciously, because nowadays we could misunderstand this and think it's referring even to a Tinek Shanishpa, a Jew who just doesn't know any better. Let's be simple. We're dealing with a Jew who truly strayed, and he's purposely worshipping idols, doing all kinds of violations, blatantly, flagrantly. What is the halacha regarding his idol? Will it be forbidden from the time of fashioning and designation? Or, like the laws of a Jew, only once it's worshipped? And granted, in general, a Yisrael Mumer, if he's doing it purposely and knowledgeably, etc., such a person has the halachas of a non-Jew. His wine is not going to be considered kosher because it was touched by him. He's considered a non-Jew in a practical sense. What would the halacha be regarding his idol? That's the question of the Taz. Says the Taz, Davar Poshut Nirali, it seems obvious to me, Taz is talking, Da'afilu Yisrael Mumer La'avodas Kochavim, even if you have a Jew who's worshipping idols quite intentionally, Nikra Yisrael, he's still categorized as a Jew, Vidino, and his halacha would be Ad Sheya'avod, until he actually worships it, it's not considered an idol yet. Da'afa pishachato Yisrael hu, because even though he sinned, he's still a Yisrael. V'chein le'inyin bitl, she'in yachal levatl. And the Taz says, and I'm going to use this approach on both ends, on the making of the idol and on the negating of the idol. I'm again going to consider him a Jew, and a Jew's idol cannot be negated, unlike a non-Jew's idol that could be negated. And this is the approach of the Taz. He mentions that there's a dissenting opinion, the opinion of the Derisha, and indeed the Shach seems to indicate that there's some comfort level in keeping the law of a Yisrael Mumer in sync with the kind of halachos that we always approach him with, and we consider him a non-Jew. Nevertheless, the Taz maintains, Yalfinan lakan mikra'i, it's based on psukim. Da'asa hevda ben avikachavim liYisrael. The pasuk makes a difference, a distinction between a Jew's idol and a non-Jew's idol. Ve'en lidrosh latay midikra'i, we have no business trying to deduce the reasoning and saying this Jew is like a non-Jew. Alegzeras melechem, it's the legislation of the king himself. It's Hashem's Torah. And he decided there's a distinction between a Jew's idol and a non-Jew's idol. The Yisrael ena oser achayavod, and the Taz maintains that a Yisrael's idol would not become forbidden until it is actually worshipped. Of course, it seems a little odd to be discussing this. Which Jew is worshipping idols? Idol worship nowadays, thankfully, is anyway quite rare in our society. But nevertheless, this is the discussion of our Gemara. An idol, according to the mitzvahs of the Torah, would be handled differently if it's a Jews or a non-Jews, both on the way in, becoming an idol. In that case, the Jews' position is more lenient until he actually worships it. And on the way out from becoming an idol, that a Jew is actually more stringent, that you can't negate it, whereas a non-Jew could negate the idol and make it permitted. And the Taz's position, that a Yisrael Mumar is categorized as a regular Yisrael in terms of these halachas. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.